Hey everybody, Chris Fafalius here. If you enjoy One Hit Thunder, which I'm assuming you do considering you're listening to it right now, I want to tell you about another great music podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. It's called Riffs on Riffs. On this season of Riffs on Riffs, hosts Toby Braswell and Joe Watson are breaking down one iconic pop song each week. Everything from Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer to Journey's Don't Stop Believin' to Naughty by Nature's OPP. Each week, they crack open the song, trace its history, decode those cryptic lyrics, and unearth the hidden gems in its musical DNA. Not only do they dive into the song's history, lyrics, and impact, they also go down some fun and oftentimes hilarious rabbit holes. So yeah, if you're a fan of One Hit Thunder, I think you'll also enjoy Riffs on Riffs. So go hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, One Hit Thunders. Thunderheads. Thunder Buns. All right. I'll just go with One Hit Thunder listeners. This is Chris DeMakes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Chris DeMakes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song that they have written. In our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites such as Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of The Beths and Genesis Owusu, and even some of the artists that have been featured on One Hit Thunder. The show is even produced by One Hit Thunder host Chris Fafalius. What more could you possibly ask for? Chris DeMakes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday. I guarantee you'll like it, or we'll give you your money back.
Rico. Do you hate it when you show up to a date's house in your best ripped jeans and leather jacket, only to be offered disgusting food by their scumbag mother? Well, this episode's for you. This week, we're joined by my good buddy and bandmate, Paul Menetiades, to discuss Gerardo's 1990 hit, Rico Suave, a song that becomes infinitely more shocking when you dive into the lyrics. Oh, don't worry. We do that in this episode. Our only addiction has to do with the one-hit wonders. And today, we eat Gerardo raw like sushi.
One hit is all you need to make the money guaranteed, and you can live off royalties forever. And it makes me wonder, is it just a wonder, or is it one hit thunder?
So, Paul, I want to start out by saying that your last pick of a song to do, which was More Today Than Yesterday, it actually, in our end of the year rankings of the songs we did for the year, was number one.
Wow.
We ranked it the best song of 2022 that we covered on the show.
That's great.
So you came in and you brought the heat last year.
I don't think it's going to happen in 2023.
But I don't know if it's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I really went out on a limb here.
Yeah, you chose Rico Suave by Gerardo. And was that just because you felt like there weren't that many songs to choose from, or because you liked this song as a kid?
I'm going to answer this one for Paul, actually, because he was torn between two songs. And, well, first of all, he messaged me and says, can we do Orgy's Blue Monday? And I said, already been done, my friend.
Right, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But then he said, I'm really torn. We can either do More Than Words by Extreme or Rico Suave.
Okay.
And I said, well, look, I know you. And if we do Extreme, it'll be a really interesting deep dive on like how truly talented the guys from Extreme are. Mm-hmm. And if we do Rico Suave, it'll be a really funny episode of us just taking the piss on this song. And he was like, I think it's time for us to be funny.
Okay, yeah. I mean, first thing, do you remember this song from when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I had it on tape.
Okay, right, right. I mean, I liked it too. Uh-huh. I remember liking it. I was a little idiot. Like, yes. Of course, every little idiot liked this song.
When you don't know any better.
One of my first notes about this was, holy shit, this is Ricky from Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, it is.
You wow. know that movie, no. Can't Buy Me Love?
Well, no.
It's Patrick Dempsey, Amanda Peterson. It's the movie where he pays the girl $1,000 to date him for a while so he becomes popular, and then he becomes a piece of shit when he's popular.
Right, right.
And then he has to, at the end, stick up for his nerdy friend. And it was one of my favorite. It's an 80s classic.
Sure.
The movie, like, Easy A rejuvenated that
really?
Movie. Because in the movie, she's like, it's the greatest love story of our time. Can't Buy Me Love.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They reference it. Yeah.
But it was the movie that set that trope.
Yeah.
It was like the first one where that trope of, like, paying someone to go out with you. So you're, because you're a nerd, to become popular. But anyway, Gerardo played like a whatever,
minor character.
A minor character, yeah. Ricky, but he was a dude who wore like a half shirt. He was on the football team, and I just couldn't believe that was Gerardo. I was like, oh my God. That was one of the first things that I noticed.
Well, then he appeared he was an actor in a couple movies before he went to this.
Really?
Because he was also in the movie Colors, which was like a more of a gang drama. But while he was in that movie, he asked if he could show off his dancing skills. So his character in the movie dances.
Okay.
And that was when he was starting to get his foot into, like, no, I'm a performer mm-hmm. more than an actor.
Right.
Which of his two nicknames that he gave himself do we want to start with? Latin Elvis or
Latin Frank Sinatra?
Latin Frank Sinatra.
Which, when you listen to Rico Suave, it's amazing to think that he called himself Latin Elvis or Latin Frank Sinatra.
It seems right. insulting to both Elvis and Frank Sinatra
Absolutely.
And the Latin community at large. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, I can't believe I liked this song. I liked it just because of, like, the sound of the music, and it
sure.
had this funny, goofy looking guy
yeah.
in it, and it's something about it appealed to me. Probably you could just dance to it.
Yeah.
Are, are, oh, that
yeah.
whole thing. It's catchy.
Yeah.
Definitely catchy. But I never paid attention to the lyrics so much.
I can't believe yeah. these lyrics.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Years ago.
How shitty?
How, like, yeah, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Well,
not what is he talking about. Why is he talking about
yeah. this? I'm in that group of people where, and we were talking about this on a previous episode, like, for some reason, I could wax poetic about so many songs from, like, the 50s, 60s, 70s into the early 80s, and I can wax poetic on everything that happened in grunge and beyond, but there's this little slice of music.
It's your uncanny valley.
Yeah, my uncanny valley is like 87 into like 91.
Uh-huh.
Case in point, my exposure to this song was Weird Al doing Taco Grande. I had not heard this song prior
yeah.
to Taco Grande.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
A memory like, that I always have of this from being a kid and watching lots and lots of MTV
yeah.
is, you know, the March Madness college basketball tournament.
Yeah.
64 teams. They did that on MTV. And it came down to the final two, the finals. I think people called in and voted.
Okay.
And the finals were Rico Suave versus Queensryche Silent Lucidity.
That's on the list too?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe I should pick that one. Is it on the list?
Probably.
It yeah. should be if it isn't.
Yeah. I
maybe
mean,
I'm thinking of...
Queensryche was a very popular yeah. band within that world, but I think Silent Lucidity was their
the
only...
The only real crossover yeah. into anything else.
Yeah. But I remember it being those two, and I hated Silent Lucidity,
yeah.
but I loved Rico Suave,
yeah.
and I wanted so bad for Rico Suave to win, and it lost to Queensryche.
Yeah.
My other memory about this song, it wasn't until yesterday that I realized the lyric that always stuck out to me in this song was, my only addiction has to do with the female's fishes. I eat them raw like sushi. I was always like, oh my God, that is the most disgusting
thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. To refer to a female genitalia as fishes and
yeah.
eating them. But actually the lyric, which no, it's not that much better,
yeah.
but it's female species. I,
oh.
eat them, I eat them raw like sushi, which is just as bad.
I know. I was just yeah. about to say it doesn't really yeah, yeah. like help him out.
And the really funny, I want to read this to you.
Keep in mind though, raw like sushi is also a reference to a song, an album that had come out a year prior of the infamous Cherry Clan, okay. Buffalo Stance herself.
Oh.
The name of her album was Raw Like Sushi.
Oh, Nina Cherry.
Nina Cherry's album was Raw Like Sushi that came out the year prior to this song coming out.
Okay.
So it's also possible that he was subtly making a reference to that. But
maybe. But I want to read before. I mean, a big part of this episode is we don't do this on every episode, but we have to talk about every lyric of this song because that is what this episode is. There's not much more to talk. I mean, there is more to talk about. I got plenty. But
let's go through the lyrics first and then we'll go.
Before we get into the lyrics, though, I want to read you. I don't know who this is, but I just thought it was so well written that I have to read this. It's a cultural critic and humorist named Daniel Dockery, and his commentary on the song is as follows. As trumpets yell what must be help in trumpet language, Gerardo shifts from side to side and foot to foot, creepily rapping about not doing drugs and, quote, eating women raw like sushi. No part of that phrase sounds appetizing, which if you're making a reference to cunnilingus, should be a top priority. If I heard that as a child, my first response would have been, well, I guess I'm done with women and or basic human interaction then. Every English line in Rico Suave could be followed with, and I keep them in my basement, and nothing would sound out of place. Try it if you're bored or Gerardo sometime. This song peaked at number 7 in April of 1991. I would have maybe thought, we talked about Snow recently on the podcast, Informer.
Yeah.
That song was a number 1 song for 7 weeks straight.
Jeez.
I wouldn't have been surprised if this song was number 1.
Yeah.
It was not a great top 10 at this time either.
Okay, fill us in on that.
So a few of those, now I know you love this song. This is probably the peak of this entire chart, honestly, is that number 9 was Aisha by Another Bed Creation.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah.
Number 5 was Sadness Part 1 by Enigma.
Oh, yeah. Sadness Part 1.
Number 4 number 4 was Baby Baby by Amy Grant.
Okay. All right. The complete opposite of
the
this
complete
song.
Opposite oh, of the song.
It's a Christian woman singing a very sweet song. This is the opposite of that.
Number 3 was Hold You Tight by Tara Kemp.
I don't remember
that. I don't know that one. Number 2 was You're in Love by Wilson Phillips.
Oh. Wow.
And the number 1 song was London Beats, I've Been Thinking.
Oh, I've Been Thinking About You.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly like he was standing with giants at this point on the charts.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to jump into the song. This song is sung partially in Spanish.
Half and half.
It's half and half and partially in English. But obviously, I never knew what the Spanish parts were. And
oh, did you translate it?
Oh, yeah. That's where some of the juiciest stuff is.
Because I didn't bother to do that, so I'm excited for this.
So I'm not going to read it in Spanish. You can listen to the song for the Spanish part, but I'll let you guys know. This is sung in Spanish. So it starts out with a part that's sung in Spanish, which translated means, this is the first verse. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Of course you've heard that I'm educated. I'm a little gentleman, a well-behaved dude. I'm a responsible young man and always well-dressed. I don't know who's been lying. So people have been saying that he's not these things. He's not a little gentleman. He's not a well-behaved dude. That's what they've been saying about him.
But credit where credit's due, that does lead very well into the English verse here.
Okay. All right. So the English verse.
I'm a little gentleman. I don't drink or smoke.
Right.
Right. That's all that is required.
He's going in there.
So he starts it out with, I don't drink or smoke, ain't into dope, won't try no coke, ask me how I do it, I cope. So that is the only good thing about Gerardo, we'll find out in this song, is that he doesn't do drugs.
Yeah.
That's literally the only good thing about this guy. My only addiction has to do with the female species. I eat them raw like sushi. To which I say, I might prefer someone who's into drugs over Gerardo.
You know?
Who's a piece of shit womanizer.
You know?
And you're just... As we go along, man, it just gets worse and worse. We go into Spanish yet again, where he says, I don't like fancy clothing. My style is modern. If I wear a suit, I'll get sick. My appearance is hard. I live in madness. Do not come to me with tenderness. That's all in Spanish. So please don't judge a book by its cover. There's more to being a Latin lover. He's a bit Latin lover, apparently.
Well, he's the Latin Elvis and Frank Sinatra.
Yes,
too,
yes,
so.
Of course. Yeah. And the Latin everything else. He's the Latin whatever. You got to know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. That's the price you pay for being a gigolo.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a woman that can handle a man like me. That's why I juggle
two or three.
That's why I juggle two or three. I ain't one to commit. You can omit that bit. You pop the question. That's it. So this guy is straight up saying, I'm a gigolo.
I don't care.
You can't hold me down. You can't hold me down. I'm sure maybe a lot of people can relate to that. But no, we're back to Spanish. Let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 women, and that's not the end. This is not a crime. I calm my hunger with some crying or a scream.
What?
Yes, that's probably, you know, that's where we get into Daniel Dockery's. this could be looked at as a sort of serial killer.
Sure.
Guy with women in his basement.
Yeah, it just took a turn for sure.
We're back to English. So again, don't let my lyrics mislead you. I don't love you, but I need you. Would you rather have me lie, take a piece of your pie, and say bye? Oh, 10-year-old me loving this song, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
Or be honest and rub your thighs. Well, it's 10 o'clock and I'm 2 hours late. I never said I was a prompt date, but you keep persisting that I meet your parents. Huh, they're gonna love my appearance.
I want to make one thing very clear. Anyone who's having sex with Rico Suave here does not ever ask for him to meet her
parents. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There's no chance.
Nobody wants to bring him home.
No.
You know?
Yeah, by the way, we got to talk about his appearance because, first of all, you called him Rico Suave, which is really funny because later he had a song called, he had a song about how my name's not Rico Suave. my name's Gerardo.
I think.
Well, did you see
that.
The SNL sketch where Horatio Sanz plays him, but only refers to himself as Rico Suave? No. He's like, I'm Rico Suave.
Right, right. So he had to address that, just like Hootie had to, or Darius Rucker had to approach, like, yo, I'm not Hootie.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm Darius Rucker. The band is Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm sorry. Why? Why? Why is he not Rico Suave?
Because he's Gerardo.
Okay, sorry. It's just the course. Oh. The course of that song is Rico Suave.
By the way, Rico Suave, I looked up what
does that
Rico
mean, like rich and suave or something?
No, it actually means...
Chris is looking through his 20 pages of those.
Have you ever seen in like a murder mystery where they've got the poster board with the string?
I've got...
That's Chris's brain right now.
I've got 4 pages of notes on this, by the way. But this is the best ever. Rico Suave loosely translates to... You ready for this?
Okay.
Tasty and smooth. Oh, man.
Tasty
and
smooth.
Oh, man, I want that nickname.
Yeah. Tasty and smooth.
Oh, man.
So back to the song.
Yeah, so we're in Spanish again.
So, they're going to love my appearance. I also love how there's this quality in his voice where it's almost a parody of himself.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to love my appearance.
He sounds like a little kid in the first verse, or some of the times, you know?
Yeah, he sounds like someone making... he is... Latino, but he sounds like someone making fun of the Latino accent almost.
Yeah.
And he is Latino, so he's not, but I still feel like he's making fun of himself or
right.
something.
No, no one should really be proud of it, right?
Okay. We got it. We're back in the Spanish. Ding dong, the bell rings. Your mother opens the door. She's nice. I greet her, but she doesn't pay attention. Who do you think you are, old slut?
What?
Yes.
Man, funk that.
Who do you think you are, old slut? And we're back
what
to
English.
We're back. Go and serve the food, Mom.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude.
I take this back.
Yeah. Oh, so, no. So moving on, we're still in Spanish because this has to be still in Spanish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I am hungry. It's going to give me a cramp. And you, sir? Why is your chin on the floor? Close your mouth, please. What's this, darling? Rice with a fried egg? I can't even try this shit.
This is his song?
Yes.
This is the lyrics in his song.
This is the translation from Spanish to English. This part, obviously why it's in Spanish is all the really horrible parts are in Spanish.
Yeah.
We're back to English. I'm used to good old fashioned home style Spanish cooking. If I try that, I'll be puking. Well, it's been a pleasure, but we gotta go. And now we're back to Spanish for the end of the song. Now, obviously, I skipped all the, you know, the chorus.
Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, we skipped all those. But basically, this is how it ends, okay? The parents are there. He's calling the mom a slut. He's saying, I can't eat this shit. Rice with a fried egg sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that is fantastic. That's how I prefer rice half the time.
With a fried egg in it?
Yeah, you've never had to go to Hibachi. They chop up the fried egg into there.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Gerardo can't eat that shit. But this is how the song ends. We will be back early, 5, 6, or 7 tomorrow morning. Your daughter is in good hands.
Ooh.
Yikes. Yeah, so this is what made this guy famous. This song, this really gross song, this very, very dickheadish, like, I am banging as many girls as possible. I'm a huge piece of shit. I would think maybe this is a parody. I'm a guy who's doing a parody about this type of guy, but
kind of like Andrew Dice Clay or something.
Yeah, no, we're giving too based just on the other songs that we've listened to. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't give this guy any credit for anything.
No.
Well, I played you the one song that is like such a blatant, just I'm doing PM Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, really?
Yeah, he has a love song that is like. It's like, how close can I legally sample the song True without sampling the song True? Can I do the very slow, very monotone rap over time?
Like, yeah, right. Is it that same record?
No, it was his follow-up record.
No.
It's called a song called Love. But on his debut record, he's got the song called Give Up the Funk, or We Want the Funk, which was a remake of Parliament's Give Up the Funk, which features George Clinton in the music video.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, George Clinton was in the music video. This guy, obviously, it probably didn't take very long that he's like really the butt of jokes, you know?
Yeah.
Even despite the success of this. But what I saw from many years later is he got married to Kathy Eicher, who was a former beauty queen who was Miss West Virginia of 1989.
Wow.
I saw he was on Oprah where he talked about, this is way later, doesn't even look like him anymore. Okay. He talked about having a wake-up call after years of cheating on his wife where he got on his knees and said, I have no excuse not to serve you anymore, Lord. And he told his wife he had to win her back. You know, but this was 13 years later and he hadn't cheated on his wife anymore, and he said he gave his life to God. Of course he did.
Yeah, because you can't just do something because it's your own mind, yeah.
But I got to tell you, one thing that he slipped in there, which I was like, oh my God.
On Oprah?
Yes, on Oprah. Very passively. You can go watch it. It's on YouTube. He's telling about how he had this revelation. He can't be cheating on his wife anymore, all this stuff. But he slipped in there that he had slept with 500 women. Just very quickly slept. Yeah. Like, you know, I slept with like, five 500 times or something. Like, he had to throw in that little thing. He's a man of God, but yeah, I did sleep with 500 women. Did cheat on my wife like with 500 different women.
Right, as like a badge of honor.
Yeah, and then he cries.
Okay.
And then he claimed God never gave
What is Oprah?
Him.
Right, what did Oprah
it
say?
It was from Oprah, but it wasn't like a one-on-one with her talking to him. Yeah. It was more like expository with the story behind him. Something I thought was interesting is he did, after this, become an A&R guy for Interscope.
Wow.
Oh, and he discovered an artist that had a couple hits.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Well, all I can tell you is that he didn't choose rap so much as rap chose him, because that is Bubba Sparks, the man behind the song Ugly and Miss New Booty, which you might remember for its catchy chorus of booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Of course. Of course.
Right.
Yeah, the first line of the first song from Bubba Sparks is, I didn't choose rap.
Rapping chose me. All right, I got you.
Yes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com.
It is mind-blowing.
And heartbreaking.
How many original scripts are written every year but are never made?
So we seek out these scripts and bring them to life with full audio production and professional actors.
Check us out at Undiscover Scripts.
Movies made of paper.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Free!
So I was thinking back about, you know, the Latin, he's the Latin Elvis, he's the Latin Frank Sinatra, and as far as I'm concerned, he's also, he could consider himself at this point the Latin Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's really fulfilled all of it.
And I was trying to think of all the similarities between Gerardo and Jesus, and this is the list I came up with. Jesus also ate the fishes raw like sushi, right?
That's true, yeah.
Jesus was a gigolo, right? Or am I wrong about that?
I think you might be wrong about that.
Okay. am I wrong? Did Jesus juggle two or three women?
No, not really. It was mostly just Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe obviously I know nothing about Jesus, but
you know more about Gerardo than yes, you know Jesus.
I thought maybe though there should be a different version that was Jesus Christos.
Dude, arriba. We must do this.
Oh, Jesus
Christos.
Yeah, I mean, the Jesus Christos Weird Al version of this song could have been amazing.
What did Weird Al's version?
Taco Grande. Okay. It's just about ordering tacos.
Okay.
Right. I want to make note that it's sometimes, I'm not making fun of like Spanish, Latin culture, anything like that. This guy, I would feel like so kind of mad if I
know
if I was a Latin person and was like, oh, Gerardo, what the fuck are you doing? You're like,
such an asshole. Yeah,
this is not a good representation. I mean, I guess I'm not one to speak on it really, but
well,
you know,
I have a question. What, like, so, well, not that there's no profanity, I guess, technically profanity in the Spanish parts.
Shit. But he does say
he
shit,
does say,
I
yeah,
guess.
Okay.
I can't eat this shit.
What is that? What are the rules there? I mean, like, do you guys know, like, is there stuff that can, is there stuff that flies on the radio in the States that?
I think that we tend to be like, if we don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was like the early Chappelle Show joke was like, yo, you've got a song on the radio where we're yelling skeet, skeet, skeet all over the place.
Right, right.
It's like, y'all don't know what that means.
Right, right. Like, yeah.
Well, we recently did an episode about Dead Eye Dick, New Age Girl.
Yeah.
The main hook of the song is, she don't eat meat, but she sure like to bone.
Yeah.
Bone.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But they apparently,
they had to censor out bone on the radio.
Yeah.
they did.
They censor out the word bone, even though I feel like it's a double entendre because bone means,
like, the bone of the meat. Yeah,
yeah, right. Right.
Well, that was also, I remember the dumb controversy was when Weezer came back and they put out Hash Pipe.
Right.
And on the music video, it was H star 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 pipe the listing of the song. And I remember Rivers doing an interview and he's like, well, if you go to McDonald's for breakfast, make sure you get your H star 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 browns.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah. Like, H star 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 browns.
Like, yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this song just, it kind of blew my mind. I think it's kind of one of the worst songs ever.
It's one of the worst ones we have easily ever covered on this. I do want to bring up that I'm looking at the track list for the album that this was in, because I was trying to see the one song we put on. It was clearly sampling September by Earth, Wind, and Fire in the background.
It's the opening track on this album.
Okay. Yes. Oh, so When the Lights Go Out, I guess it's called. But he has two co-writers on this album that, as I'm looking here, co-wrote a couple songs. And one, I mean, potential future episode perhaps, but Mike Cimbella. Do you know Mike Cimbello?
Yeah. He's, what's his song?
Well, the big one was Maniac.
Yeah.
From
I'm a
Flash
Maniac.
Dance.
Whoa.
Maniac.
Okay.
But this dude's career, he was a songwriter. He like worked on songs in the key of life for Stevie Wonder.
Whoa.
He wrote some songs for Thriller for Michael Jackson.
What?
And then he's fucking doing
shit with Gerardo.
Doing Gerardo's stuff.
Well, let's step back a little bit though. The music of the song.
Yeah.
That's not the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
The music sounds cool. It's it's cool samples. It's a well put together song. It's just who they put as the face of it. It once again goes back to a thing I've said on several episodes that we've recorded lately, where if you put something so ridiculous and outlandish that people are, that it's memorable
over top of like decent, past that threshold of like good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. and it makes it memorable. Yeah. Whereas if you would have took the same music that sounds good, sonically it sounds good. It's a cool loop. It's catchy. It makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
It puts you in the mind of an entire like culture.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much, yeah. It like puts you somewhere. Yeah.
But if you would have had like a sincere song over that, sung pretty or something, maybe it wouldn't have been a hit.
Yeah.
But the fact that this was so ridiculous with such a ridiculous personality over top of it is why it was a hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I can't speak. I guess I can't say. And I liked it. I was a kid.
Right.
I was the target demographic for it.
Sure.
And it had a video that went along with it that kind of, I mean, the video is kind of a literal telling of that.
So did you watch it recently? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, sweet.
I mean, it's
I didn't get a chance, but
skin tight jeans.
Yeah, they're like stonewashed. They were like
light. You'd have to peel them off.
Yeah,
boots. The hair, really long hair, like off to the side.
Uh-huh.
The bandana.
Yeah, you got to mention the bandana.
Yeah,
I believe it was a leather jacket with no shirt underneath.
No shirt.
Yeah,
vest.
Yeah,
right. Vest. No shirt with a vest. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
See. I remember this from my childhood, yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, like, if he wasn't so goofy looking, very handsome guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no doubt. I mean, even in Can't Buy Me Love, he's like a, you know, like a hot guy.
Yeah, he's hot.
In a goofy way.
Right.
You know, but not so much these days.
No, yeah. Is he
I mean, he's probably 50 now, but
sure.
Just like, you could tell.
He's not in the music industry anymore.
He was very successful as an A&R guy. I got to say, he had diamond records on the wall for maybe he wasn't who found, like he found Bubba Sparks, but he was an A&R guy at Interscope to have Enrique Iglesias diamond plaques on his wall. Diamond is if you sell 10 million albums,
jeez.
I believe. So he had that on the wall. He was involved
somehow,
as an A&R guy after that because he could recognize talent. And I just feel like this guy had a... I think what led him down to crying on Oprah and talking about God a lot and cheating a lot, or whatever, is that it seems like he had a rough go of it for a while.
Okay.
There. And I don't know. I don't mean to make any assumptions, but he bragged about no drugs or whatever in his thing, which, you know, that part is cool. He don't drink or smoke any dope. Won't try no coke. Ask him how he does it. He copes. Maybe he was just coping way too hard.
Yeah.
His only addiction had to do with the female species.
Yeah.
He eats raw like sushi.
It makes me wonder, though, what's your excuse then? You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what his excuse was. His excuse probably was he was famous and had some money and just couldn't help himself because he was a good-looking guy who had access to, you know, whatever. Lots of women. Oh, you're Rico Suave. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm Rico Suave.
That's right.
How do we... this is going to be probably unanimous on how we feel about Gerardo.
Yeah, thunder across the board, right?
Yeah, I mean...
across the board.
I'm always unimpressed when someone pulls the God card out. You know, especially like... I'm the least religious person ever, but... If I was, I would look at this guy and be like, oh man, please don't claim.
We
don't even want you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I also mentioned this, but if you just like, just go ahead and like read the lyrics to a couple of other songs, dude's got like a one note topic.
Yeah.
It is just songs about women.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
The same song.
Yeah. Women love me. I'm a... What you might now call a fuckboy.
Yeah.
He was the original fuckboy for sure.
Fuckboy.
Yes, he
was the OG.
He was the 1991 fuckboy supreme.
Wow. Yeah,
I would say. Yeah, I think he's, you know, I feel bad saying that. I think I don't actually feel that bad. He's a blunder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
across the board blunder on this one.
He's a major blunder, but definitely memorable. Definitely, I mean, a major Beavis and Butthead moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. A lot of what I think of is, mm-hmm. has to do with Beavis and Butthead for this one.
Right. Blender Magazine even ranked it the 37th worst song of all time.
Wow.
Blunder Magazine?
Blender.
Oh, okay.
Blender. Yeah.
No, but we should start Blender Magazine while we're at it.
Well, Blunder, if he'd be the cover boy of Blunder Magazine, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it gets hard.
This has been One Hit Thunder. One Hit Thunder is hosted by Chris Fafalios of the bands Punchline, Pack, and Another Cheetah, and produced by Matt Kelly of Geekscape.net. Underneath me, you're hearing Darkest Dark off the Punchline album Lion. Visit punchline.com for merch, tour dates, and news. We're on Patreon now. Become a patron and get bonus content, early episodes, and a chance to vote on future episodes at patreon.com/OHT podcast. Do you want to start a podcast? Contact Chris or myself at weknowpodcasting.com for how we can make your show sound as professional as possible. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. And tune in next week for more One Hit Thunder.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant, evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of The Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, "Man, I gotta hear that." Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.